The weather has been all over the place lately. Remember last week? There were several May-like days with unusually warm temperatures for this time of year. Right now, it's feeling fairly typical for November, and by the middle part of this week, we're going to have a winter preview with temperatures that will be unusually cold for this time of year. Right now, temperatures are seasonable, and there is a bit of a breeze that does make it feel a bit cooler. It has been a fairly gray afternoon, and there are a couple of scattered rain and snow showers out there right now. And as we head into tonight, there's still going to be the chance for some scattered rain and snow showers. Those temperatures chill down. Odds would favor more snow showers than rain showers. This is not going to be a giant deal for us, but there is the potential for some light accumulation in some areas, and that could lead to some slippery spots on the roads tonight into tomorrow morning. Low temperatures tonight will be generally in the 20s to low 30s. And tomorrow is going to be a cool day. We will see highs largely in the 30s to low 40s. There will be a bit of a breeze, but it won't be quite as gusty as today. And there are going to be, again, some scattered rain and snow showers around. By and large, it won't be a giant deal, but as I mentioned a moment ago, with some of these snow showers, there is the chance for a few slippery spots, especially during tomorrow morning. Then on Wednesday, the core of the cold will arrive. We're looking for high temperatures that will only be in the 20s and 30s. We will probably be close to the freezing mark for a high temperature in the Albany area. That is quite cold for this time of year. Then things will start to turn a bit less cold on Thursday, though it's still going to be cool for November. Highs will be in the lower 40s. In the tropics today, there's a very serious hurricane approaching Central America. Hurricane Iota is a major hurricane. It's going to bring devastating impacts to Central America. And this is an area that was hit just a couple of weeks ago by Hurricane Eta, and that's only going to make the situation worse as Iota comes ashore. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, some scattered snow showers, a low of 26 to 32. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered rain and snow showers, cold with highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, a low of 26 to 32. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered rain and snow showers, cold with highs in the 30s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, with lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered rain and snow showers, cool, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered rain and snow showers, cold, highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Thursday, partly sunny and cool, with highs in the low 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.